ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
State of Origin game number two is happening this Sunday night. Most Queensland saying it's game one, number one, because they want to forget the first one. But we thought in the lead up we would chat to the king, Wally Lewis. He joins us right now. How you going, Wally?
Yeah, good, good. I've got to say that I'll be a lot better if and when Queensland chalk up a series win over New South Wales. So I shouldn't be too greedy. Just the win in game two, it certainly pleased me, and the rest of the state, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, never write off the Maroons, particularly at the Cauldron at Suncorp Stadium. Let's forget about game one. Let's talk about, though, the headlines from earlier this week. I never, ever, like, as a child of the 80s and 90s, growing up watching the Broncos, I never honestly in my heart of hearts thought the day would come that not a single Broncos player is lining up to represent Queensland in Origin.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning. There's been a little bit of a sad year at the Broncos. There hasn't been too many smiling faces there at all. Kevy's getting all the blame at the moment, and that's certainly about their player retention, who's been behind making sure that they do have some wonderful talent to put on show. Have a look at, when Wayne Bennett was in charge of the Broncos, they had 11 representative players. I think it was 11 in the club, which was quite stunning, that played for Queensland and Australia, and that was the reason that they were virtually unbeatable.
Well, I'm sure those conversations are happening, especially after the team of the Maroons were released. I want to ask too, though, Wally, with all this happening in Sydney at the moment, the city going into lockdown and whatnot, do you think there's going to be any movement with game number three meant to be located in Sydney?
Well, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
if we could have all three games in Queensland.
Wouldn't it be unprecedented?
Yeah, I think there'd be a major change, though. The people from Sydney would be suggesting the game be played in Newcastle, maybe even Canberra, take it to Melbourne. But I don't think the location's going to have too much to do with the Queensland's intentions. They'll be having their concentration solely around making sure that they produce a better performance. There's a couple of changes made to the team for game one, and I'm really looking forward to a couple of the new faces. Reece Walsh, he's an 18-year-old kid. You have a look at him.
He's so good.
You wonder why he's not at high school. He just looks to be a young man about to go for his final exam, but he's a wonderfully talented player.
We're definitely going to be watching very closely Sunday night to see what the result brings this time around. We wanted to ask you as well, Wally, you've recently revealed you've been dealing with a pretty hectic health battle yourself. This was spoken about recently. Here's a little grab.
You know, I try not to be a sook. I was starting to worry a little bit about it. I knew at that stage that my pain level had reached something that I'd never experienced. I've had broken arms, I've fractured bones in my legs, fractured my cheekbones. I've done all of that, but none of that came into the same ballpark as what the pain was like in the eye.
So this is an issue with your eyesight and your eyes. I am so shocked that all of the injuries you persevered through with your footy career, and this is the worst pain you've been in.
Yeah, I went there. I said to the doctor, what's the issue? I went to the optometrist first, then on to a specialist to get tested for glaucoma. The doctor mentioned it, and he said, have you heard of it? And I said, no, typical male, no, I haven't. I know nothing about it. The only thing I can talk to you about is the extreme pain level. It was as bad as I've ever experienced before. It was ridiculously painful, and thankfully, the visit to a specialist certainly made sure the pain eased.
Wally, quickly before we let you go, you said in that grab there, you know, you didn't want to be a sook about it. I got to ask, you are Wally Lewis. You are the king. What does make the king a sook? Is it toilet paper commercials with those fluffy little dogs, or
is it dogs being reunited with their owners after being away for years?
Romantic movies. I don't know. What gets you a blubbering mess? It's got to be something.
What leaves me a blubbering mess is watching the results of a State of Origin game where New South Wales end up in front of the scoreboard.
They're cool.
I'm just picturing you in the shower, in the fetal position under the water.
Oh, no, not another loss.
Another one. All right, well, don't miss it. All the action Sunday night on Channel 9, and you can see this guy on 9 News weeknights at 6 o'clock. Wally Lewis, the king. Thank you so much for your time, mate.
Thanks, Clippo. Thanks, Gabby.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.